Good evening. This is the 9 p.m. update on Sandy. Sandy is now classified as a post-tropical cyclone. That means it's completed its tropical phase or its hurricane phase. It's now more of a like a wintertime storm. Still, the effects have not changed from what it had as a hurricane. We still have strong winds that are coming ashore from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast. That's to the north of where the center has crossed the coast over southern New Jersey. We continue to have strong winds coming ashore this way. A problem with those winds is that it's piling up water towards the west into Long Island Sound and along the New Jersey coast. Water levels are now near 13 feet when combining storm surge and the tide for a fairly large area in this on the coastline. We have a second concern that will begin in another 12 or 24 hours, and that's for flooding from rainfall in the inland areas. There's a large area that's going to be receiving potentially flooding rains. As shown here, 10 inches of rain is possible as a maximum. Now, as the center moves ashore, the winds will gradually decrease. They'll still be in a dangerous area for the next 12 hours or so for some locations. The surge will also begin to decrease, and has in a few places, but it's going to come down very slowly. And so those places who have not yet experienced the high tide will have an even higher water level because of near peak surge and the tide. So we still have about 12 to 24 hours of impacts along the coast, and then another day or two of impacts inland, mainly rain, but there's going to be enough wind here to bring down trees and cut power lines. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.